It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Covino and Rich in for The Great Dan Patrick Show. Hey, what's up, Joel? Good morning to you. Joel's here. Super producer Danny G. Spotty's on the videos at Covino and Rich. And good morning to you. If you're on your way to work, if you have the day off, we appreciate you. If you're listening in the future on the podcast, hope you have a great day. Hope you had a nice weekend. An NBA East, Mac McClung, Taporia sort of weekend. Hope you enjoyed your basketball and your UFC. We have lots to talk about, man.
I mean, it is, not to sound cliche, but yesterday was the weirdest Sunday.
Why?
Without football. Oh,
you still got the Blues? Like, by the way, I wanted to ask you, how are you dealing with this?
I'm good. I'm a Niners fan, if you don't know. Covino and Rich. Rich, I'm a Niners guy. I'm over it now.
You're over
I'm
it.
I'm over it.
That's denial, right?
I'm
That's
over
the stage.
It. I'm in the stage of denial.
Stage
I'm
of
over
denial.
It. I've seen one too many videos of here's what went wrong, here's how they could have won, here's why they should have won.
Well, you know what? You should be over it, because when you see pictures of all your favorite players in Mexico living it up, because your boy Christian McCaffrey's there, Kittle, Juszczyk,
you
all there.
You were looking at McCaffrey, I was looking at his fiance. So.
I mean, I'm trying to be respectful.
I mean, you were,
but
looking,
when
at,
they're
you
doing,
were looking at his thunder abs.
When they're on wave runners and doing the backstroke in, where were they, Cabo? With their beautiful wives and girlfriends, how could you still be upset when they're living it
it's
up?
All
anyway.
Good, man. Well, listen, later on we're going to talk about what NFL team, because people won't stop talking about football, and I don't blame them. I love it just as much. So, what NFL team should be most excited about next season? Meanwhile, nothing has happened yet.
Yeah, we're still talking about it, guys. And we're live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Owning Mercedes-Benz EV isn't just extraordinary, it's extra easy. With full remote access to your vehicle from your phone via the Mercedes Me Connect app, the vehicles are all electric, the feeling is all Mercedes, the choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ. Let's get the phones going, let's get interactive, let's get involved. 877-99 on Fox, at Covino and Rich. Again, happy to be here like always. Day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick, and we're filling in for Colin on Thursday, so a busy week for us.
Before we get to sneakers, we're going to talk some NBA, we're going to talk football, like I said. I'm not going to be presidential fun fact guy today, but I saw something that just seems absurd. Tell me if you don't think this is wild.
Let's hear it.
I'm not dropping some Abe Lincoln top hat fact, though I do love those. People love to talk about how President Taft was a fatso, right?
Yeah. Guys
got stuck in a bathtub. Everyone's like, 350 pounds, William Taft.
Okay.
That's the story you heard as a kid, right?
The bathtub.
Spot, is that a story we all heard? Like, yeah, he got stuck in a bathtub.
I always assumed he got stuck in a bathtub.
That's so, what everyone said.
So fat. Actually, the word fatso, I think, is making a comeback. He was such a fatso.
Yeah.
He got stuck in a bathtub.
I saw that President Madison, on the flip side, President Madison, one of the guys you hear the name most, right?
Yeah.
Back in the day. Was 5'4", 100 pounds. That's like a pipsqueak. That's a seventh grader. I actually looked it up. I'm like, what's the average size of like a freshman in high school? And they're bigger. So I'm like, picture you in Little League, middle school. That's the size of James Madison.
He's too small for Henry Cejudo and Volkanovski.
He wouldn't even be in their division.
No. Yeah, that's like a weenie weight. He's fighting at weenie weight.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Dropping fun facts.
No idea. See, that's what you get from the CNR show, Rich Davis with his fun facts. And now, speaking of presidents, Rich, it is President's Day. Did you get a load?
Slow down.
of these new Donald Trump Never Surrender high top sneakers that are all the buzz right now.
I found this hilarious because last week we talked about Jordans and we were talking about this. Our buddy Sebastian Maniscalco, the comedian, he talked about whether or not guys could be too old to wear Jordans.
He believes the cutoff is anything over 40, you sort of look ridiculous a little bit. And we'll explain, we'll get into that. But we have to follow up with the new rage and the new buzz. Going to talk too old for Jordans, but these Donald Trump sneakers, this is not a political discussion. It's President's Day, and everybody's talking about these this weekend. They're sold out everywhere. The Never Surrenders. I don't know if you've seen them. People have lives. Maybe you're watching NBA All-Star Game, UFC. Maybe you were just
What a lot of people did yesterday.
Maybe you had a lot
of people yesterday just sat on their ass and they're
on your ass.
What am I supposed to do?
That's fine.
It's Sunday.
Not everybody has the same algorithm, so maybe you missed it. These things look like something from a Halloween costume or something.
They look from the future.
They look ridiculous. And I'm just wondering, all right, if you're buying them, because they're $3.99 a pop, I believe. $3.99. That's not cheap.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You, Steve Covino, have purchased sneakers for more money than that.
Oh, absolutely.
Sneakerheads do.
I like my sneakers, and I also used other companies' wardrobes budgets for lots of my favorite ones. But $3.99. Let's describe these bad boys. You know what? I got to pull up a picture.
Danny G, have you seen these? I'm curious if the world has seen these.
Oh, have I seen them? I'm wearing a pair.
No. That's what I'm wondering. Like, are you buying them for the significance of their Donald Trump collectibles, right? Or future collectibles because you're a sneakerhead or you're a crazy Trumper, meaning like you're a super fan, not a crazy person. Relax, I don't want to offend anybody. Or are you really going to wear these things?
I think if you buy these, I'm going to buy them knowing that former President Trump has huge support, and they are going to be worth something. That's
what I'm
thinking. I feel like, you know, sometimes you buy a pair of Jordans or Yeezys or something, and you're like, I'm not going to wear them. I'm going to
collectibles.
I may resell them.
Yeah.
If you could get your hands on a pair of, are they called Air Trumpies?
Air Trumpies.
No, they're
Never Surrenders.
Never Surrender
at
High Tops.
I think that's what they're called.
They look...
The color is very loud.
They look like, what's that show you watch, The Boys?
Oh, yeah, on Amazon.
On Amazon, who's that evil, like, villain superhero guy?
Oh, my God.
Homelander?
Homelander? Yeah.
They look like sneakers Homelander would wear.
Homelander would wear.
Right?
He would wear
That's
Trump
what
high
I mean.
Tops.
They look like something a superhero would wear on his downtime or maybe even with the cape. All right, so check it out. They're gold. And when I say gold, I don't mean, like, they're...
It's not matte finish.
They're shiny, like gold.
They
shiny
look like they're
gold.
They look spray painted.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? As I'm watching the highlights on the NFL Network of my 49ers losing in the Super Bowl, they're the same color as the Niners helmet.
Yes, they're gold.
Debo Samuel in my body.
They're high tops.
Man, look how he's looking at them. It's like, are these mine? Of course they're mine.
They're ridiculous. They got a giant T on the tongue, right, for Trump. Around the ankle part, it's a flag, but gold stars, blue for the, you know, red, white, and blue, and a big red stripe. And then side is three red stripes.
I mean, what do we define them as? Are they basketball shoes, leisure? What are they?
That's another big question.
You know, Joe, that's a good one because you would think maybe
Trump does not exercise.
if they were golf shoes, I'd say, all right, I get it. But yeah, these are like basketball high tops.
But dude, could these, we're going to discuss Jordans as well, but could these actually get to a place where people are rocking them? Look, we've seen more ridiculous things in the past year. People were rocking those big Sonic red Ronald McDonald ridiculous mischief shoes, right? People wear Crocs nowadays. People wear ridiculous Yeezys, those new Kanye things. Those, they look like weird future moccasins that people are wearing right now, those pods.
Right. I don't leave out the fact that the Balls thought they were creating a basketball shoe and tore up the store's foot.
So I don't know.
So what did these do?
Exactly. I don't know if people are really going to wear these for clout chasing reasons. Like, look what I'm wearing, the $399 Trumps. Like, politics aside, because they have like a little bit of a buzz. That's the part of of the game,
you
right?
Just buy them, Covino.
I don't. No way, dude. Because I don't
buy
think.
Them and then give them away as a gift.
I don't think I could pull these off with anything.
I mean, remember your
dad
them away.
When your dad was a younger man? Didn't your dad wear the Air Force Nixons?
Yeah, my dad wore the Nixons. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but they weren't as flashy as the Trumps. Again. I'm saying this because it's President's Day. I'm not trying to ruffle any ridges this early in the morning. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with his new sneaker. And there was some jokes as a result, Rich. They were called, have you seen the Biden slide-ins? Yeah, but the Biden slide-ins
Biden
like,
should sell slippers. Imagine like,
they're not even slippers. They're like the old guy. You know the old guy Jeepers you see at Walmart and they're all black with the three Velcro strips?
Those are the Biden slide-ins?
The Biden slide-ins, but they, you know, have a little political lean to them. They've got a red, white, and blue flag on the tongue.
Yesterday, political lean. Somebody posted the Kamala Chonklas yesterday.
Oh, yeah. It's hilarious. But I'm really wondering if they're going to end up on some Super Trumper's mantle because they're pumped about Trump, right? Or are some younger dudes, you know what? Because we are seeing a shift too in culture. I'm seeing a shift where a lot of younger people are now, even on Love is Blind, you know, your favorite show, your trash TV on Netflix, Danny G. Some of the younger people are admitting like they lean more conservative. So, like, are some of these younger people going to be more free to like actually wear these because they're new and because they stand out?
Listen,
and they're not cheap.
Some people like to wear their politics on their sleeve. Other people like to keep it a little more low key. The people that have a flag on their truck are trying to get a hold of these sneakers right now.
Right, but I get it because they lean way conservative. But if you're just a sneakerhead, you might wear these because people are saying, "Oh, you got those." All right,
You know what it is.
I imagine they're trash quality though, and that's just my guess.
I think it's important to point out the point you made, Covino. Some people will buy them just because they're expensive.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And that's part of that world, you know, of having things like.
I think that's tempting you, Covino. I think that's tempting you.
You know what tempts me? Like the Travis Scotts, like certain ones like that, because they're hard to get and they're expensive, and people who know. And that's what separates you from everybody else wearing
Donald
Jordans
Trump,
and everything else.
He has gold coins and trading cards and now sneakers. Listen, he's throwing it out there. I do wonder, though, and let's
get President's Day to me.
Let's get the phones rolling.
You think he's wearing them?
Oh, he's wearing them right now.
Right now?
I wonder if he's actually tried them on.
I wish he'd call.
Oh, no.
Yes, he's absolutely tried them on.
Look how he's looking at them. This is the first time he saw them.
No, he sleeps in these.
877-99 on Fox. Politics aside, would you want a pair of these just as a collector's item?
Didn't you think it was a joke the first time you saw them, though? I did. I'm like, come on, you can't be serious with these. Who would wear these?
Sold out.
They're the most tacky, gaudy things you've ever seen, and they're sold out.
But then again,
I want to know who's buying them.
That's it to your eyes. I mean,
dude,
some people think
these are ridiculous.
If you're a sneakerhead, I remember when Covino, you bought a pair of, what is it, the Oreo Yeezys. Some people think those are hideous.
Nah, those are badass.
To you.
Nah, those are cool. And I'll tell you what, you know what I paid for those? Just to put it in perspective, 700 beans on GOAT. GOAT is an app for sneakers that are hard. You know what? I'm going to go to the GOAT app right now to see what these are going for, if they're even there. Because if you can't find a sneaker, that's where you go to get them. You got to get them online nowadays. But to me, these are a major. What are those?
Do you wear $700 sneakers? You don't put those on your feet, do you?
Joel, I am by no means a baller. I'm not even a sneakerhead. When we worked at ESPN, this is the truth, we had a wardrobe budget, right?
And Camino wasted it all on a couple pairs of sneakers.
I was just like, you know what? Let me buy all these sneakers that I would never buy with my own money. So that's why I have them. But yeah, you wear them on special occasions, big events. You're not wearing them to the gym. You know, that's how it works for me anyway.
Spot, what do you got there?
It came out of your budget.
Yeah, it came out of the budget.
What do you got there, Spot? Spot has some, like, trainers. What are those?
If you can't get the Never Surrenders.
Yeah.
you can get yourself either a pair of Red Waves or POTUS 45s are available for pre-order.
POTUS 45s? So there's more than one
pair?
There's
more than one pair.
You know, those aren't as hideous.
Sneakers.com.
They have a giant T on it, though. So if you're the type of guy that would never wear a pair of Skechers because they say Skechers and they have that giant S on them, why would you wear this giant Trump logo sneaker unless, of course, you're a crazy Trumper, like you're a super fan, or you're a crazy sneakerhead and you have to have them. Matt Ellis in Minnesota hits us up on social media, by the way. You can hit us up at Covino and Rich, or again, 877-99 on Fox. Danny G and Joel are on standby. He says, yo, if people are willing to wear those miserable hats, then they're going to buy these sneakers.
That is a great point. Listen. Again,
how about the first generation had a little rope? Like the first MAGA hat was like a little sailor hat kind of. Had the little rope across the brim.
If you're rocking a foam,
yeah, the weakest.
What do you call it? With the strap on the back? What,
like a trucker hat?
Yeah.
Snapback.
Like if you have a foam snapback red MAGA hat, you're okay with these sneakers.
Yeah, we're talking again, not statement. We're talking fashion. Hold on. Style.
Not just anyone can wear these. They're for the go-getters who don't know the word quit.
Oh, there's a description?
With a standout finish and the T badge. These kicks are for true Patriots.
But, maybe we're so off the mark, though, and they're hot. You know,
True Patriots? Mac Jones got a pair?
Wrapped with an American flag on the collar.
Bill Belichick's wearing a pair right now.
They shout out to the brave and to the free.
Yo, I can't, you know, we could be wrong, Rich. See more ridiculous things. That's the thing. These could be the next hottest thing. For all we know, people are talking about them in the streets.
I would wear these.
I don't know. You really would, though?
They're kind of cool looking.
Let me tell you something. Wow. If you remember the old clip on Late Show with David Letterman, he mocked Michael Jordan. Do you remember that old clip that floats around where it's like...
That's where I'm getting at, Rich.
Where,
yeah.
You know, he told Michael Jordan, no one's ever going to wear these. These are hideous.
Thought they were an ugly color.
And Michael Jordan
even agreed.
But you
know what? Our eyes, a lot of people, not kids, but a lot of adults did feel that way. Like, look at these ugly red and white sneakers and red and black sneakers. Who's going to wear those? I don't know. Everybody for the next 50 years, you know, and so on. So the question is, how do you feel about these? Are they even legit? Are they ridiculous? They're sold out. Who's buying them? They're $399. Yes. So somebody's buying them,
right?
As
you would say, though, as the, you like to quote the little tortilla girl?
Yes.
Corn or flour tortilla? Why not both?
The old El Paso tortilla girl.
Why can't
I always
they
say, if you want to know how well your shoe is, have a Shoes for Guns day.
What
you know,
is that?
If he wants to give away some shoes, turn in a gun, you get a free pair of shoes. Let's see if these can stand up to the challenge.
Let's see. I don't know what challenge. I don't even know if these can stand up to any challenge. I don't know the quality of them. I don't know if you bust through them Zion style. I don't know if they're the greatest sneaker ever.
Zion.
I have no idea who's wearing these. Is anyone in the NBA going to try these? I have no idea. I don't even know what kind of shoe they are.
That would be
I don't even know what shoe Zion wears.
That would be a hell of a statement if someone in the NBA rock these next week as we return to action after the All-Star break.
He's wearing the Never Surrenders.
Imagine that. So, hey, your feedback at 877-99 on Fox. We got more. Covino and
Rich. I got
Rich.
These NSs for 200.
In for Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day one of the Dan Patrick hat trick. Get used to us. We're here till Wednesday and then in for Colin on Thursday. Normally Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. on the West. That's 3, 4, 5 p.m. on the East. And speaking of the East, when we fill in for Dan Patrick, that's when all our Bachagloop friends from the East Coast are like, I heard you on the radio.
No, you in for Dan?
Yeah, I've been doing radio for 20 years. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Appreciate it. But always a pleasure. This is big time. We appreciate it. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And did you know, Discover wants everyone to feel special, even you, Rich.
Ooh.
That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Now, coming up.
Do you say East, by the way?
Yes.
Congrats to the East. Oh, in a defensive battle, they only scored 211 last night.
211 to 186, a total of 397 points.
Holy.
Yeah, hope you had an NBA East sort of weekend, not a Volkanovski or Cejudo weekend. Both lost UFC 298 this weekend, so hope you enjoyed your fights and your NBA All-Star weekend. Props to Mac McClung and Sabrina Ionescu. I know you want to talk about her.
I do. But Mac McClung, talk about a guy that is going to have a place in NBA history that's so weird.
Yeah.
Two-time dunk champion.
Got to go to the G League for your champion. That's like, interesting. But he's got a skill, specific skill.
Yeah, but it's interesting, right? A guy that could barely sniff the NBA.
Yeah.
Yet he's dunking over Shaq, jumping over cars
and
people.
He's a dunk king.
It's a very interesting scenario. That would be like a minor league baseball player coming up for the home run derby and winning every year, but then not getting back to the bigs.
Just hitting bombs. Yeah, I mean, props to him. He paved a nice little angle for himself.
He dunked over Shaq for a perfect 50 to win the competition.
I mean, no, that was cool.
Would you buy a McClung sneaker or would you go with the Trump?
I would go with the Trump here. They're harder to get. That's what it is. It's all about that. And by the way, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Rich Davis thinks everybody, even Taylor Swift, should get a Super Bowl ring. I'm saying, no, you got to earn it. You got to be on the team. Maybe a replica, like a fan. And the same thing with our Swiggies, Rich. Not everyone gets a Swiggy. What's a Swiggy? Oh, it's a coveted stainless steel CNR on FSR water bottle. And we give them away this hour. We give them away next, in fact. If you left a review and followed our podcast, just search Covino and Rich. So listen out for your name. We do that next. Just letting you know. And it's not too late to leave a review and follow now.
Now, over the weekend, I had all the NBA weekend activities on.
Yeah.
All-Star weekend.
Plus, with social media, dude, if you're just doing the bowl scroll, if you have
you see it all.
Yeah, you see everything. You see all the highlights. You're in the know. So when people aren't in the know, I'm like, how do you miss it? It always baffles me. I know we all live different lives.
That's the thing.
But for the record, Rich and I are parents, and your kid had a birthday party this weekend.
Listen, there's big takeaways. I got a couple. If you bring that up, I might as well tell you what's on my mind. When I bump into parents I've never met before, my son turned 4. So you have a birthday party. The kids don't just come over. You got a bunch of parents at the house. And parents you never met. It's not like my kids are in middle school or high school or where it's like, oh, I've known these parents for years. These are all first-timers. So
you know
I'm
what's
talking-
great, Rich, too, about that? If the kid's kind of a weenie, it's safe to say the parents are weenies. And that's when you, oh, that explains it. When you meet the parents, it's
always
funny.
You see some little dope on the playground, you're like, who's this little pain in the ass?
Well, because
like, there's his dad. I get it now. Okay.
You can't control who your kid's friends with, right? So by default, you got to deal with these nerdy parents sometimes.
Weenie.
So yeah, exactly.
I'm fascinated, Joel, Danny G, and I'm not saying I'm so in the know, but Covino's right. I'm talking NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm talking about shows that are trending on Netflix. I'm talking about Super Bowl halftime or commercials. I'm making small talk, and so many parents are like, yeah, I don't know that. I'm like, what are you?
I mean, that's what makes us.
You're making small weenie talk.
Yeah. Small weenie talk. But yeah, Rich is good at that.
What?
Yeah, he's an expert. But that's what makes us, honestly, useful. Just to keep you in the know. So you know what's going on when you go back to work.
I'm
just
fascinated.
A little bit here. Because there's so many people that don't know the obvious. Like, oh, I didn't even realize it was the All-Star weekend.
I said something. I said I've said, hey, you guys want to watch the slam dunk contest to some of the dads?
Oh, I didn't know that was on. Oh, I didn't even know they still did that.
Yeah, by the way, Henry Cejudo fights tonight.
Who? Is that boxing?
No, UFC.
I said something like, hey, any of you guys see the We Are the World documentary?
I'm sorry, what?
There's a documentary?
I must have missed that.
So if you know all the stuff, consider yourself lucky. You're in the know. You're the cool parent, I guess, right?
Forget about if you bring up Love is Blind.
They're like, I'm sorry, what is that again? Is that a song?
So, on our afternoon show, we actually have a weekly feature called Weekend Hobnobbing.
Right.
Every Friday, we let you know what to stream with sports and pop culture.
Yeah, there's always...
Just to keep you up on it.
I have a hard time connecting with other adults that aren't in the loop on sports and like what shows are streaming. Because I'm thinking to myself, how locked in are you to just like picking up your kids' Legos? Like, what are you not living your own life at all?
I don't know.
I get it.
Everybody has different interests.
I get it.
I just don't know how you miss like mainstream, in my opinion, Super Bowl, NBA All-Star Week. Dude, we haven't even really shifted focus into the NBA. How do you not know, though, it's NBA All-Star Weekend? That just means you're not on social media, or your algorithm is what?
Or
all women, politics? I don't know. What, like, are you a major pervert? Like, what is on your algorithm that you're missing this?
Oh, there's plenty of butt cheeks in my algorithm, but
that's what I'm saying. There's room for everything.
I'm just saying. Like I said to one of the parents, the Bob Marley movie, number one over the weekend.
Oh, there's a movie?
Again, it's just... Anyway, long story short is the one thing, though, that seemed like everyone was like, ooh, that's interesting, let's watch, was not the three-point contest, the special challenge between Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you this. Anyone that had a problem with it or had a snide comment or just didn't get it, I feel sorry for you because, listen, it's no shock that the WNBA is not close to what the NBA is, right? Hey, women, I think you should support the women more, right? Women's sports are growing, but it's on women to support women's sports as well, right? No one's saying the WNBA
is a super product. No one's saying, you got to get involved in the WNBA.
Yeah, but men or women, shooters could shoot.
No one's saying that. But when this girl, when this woman, Sabrina Ionescu,
26 years old, 5'11", New York Liberty, again,
when she
shooting
matches,
is a great equalizer.
When she,
you don't have to be 7 foot, 6 foot, anything, man or woman. It's a fun competition. I like that.
When
did he get an in-season banner for that?
When yeah, she matches the 3-point total number of all the guys that did it.
Yeah, she matched Dame Lillard.
And lost to Steph by 3.
29-26, Curry wins. By the way, I think, even though no shame, and Lou, you lost to a girl.
There's a Sandlot.
There's probably a lot of extra pressure, I think, on Curry. And I think he would have been a good sport and gave her props if she won. But I think there was a little bit of pressure for him to win. I think so.
Anyway,
or maybe that's just the machismo
side. No, there's an old school side of it where it's like, he can't lose to a WNBA player. But
I give him credit just for even putting himself out there.
Because you could argue that for Steph Curry, that was sort of a no-win.
Well,
because it's like you win, it's like, congrats. You lose, it's like,
he
lost?
Challenged her after she dominated.
No, she challenged him.
I'm sorry. Yeah. There was a challenge put out there after she dominated her 3-point in the women's only.
And the point I want to make, and we can move on, is that all the guys that are quick to say something snide or like sexist, she'd whoop all your asses. She came within 3 points of beating Steph Curry. So instead of saying, well, she isn't the woman's ball or the 3-point line, even though she used the men's line, she usually uses the woman's line. Who cares? It was a display of excellence. We should be giving this girl props. We should be giving her flowers, as the kids say. So props to Sabrina.
Did she get a ring?
Ionescu.
Yes.
Sabrina Ionescu deserves credit. She deserves some love, especially under the pressure of joining.
You're competing against the greatest 3-point shooter, greatest shooter, arguably, of all time.
It's like the out-of-shape bozo that played high school baseball, and he's like, yeah, I can hit off of Jenny Finch. Jenny Finch would smoke you in softball.
Yeah.
Jenny Finch had, at one point,
there's still a part of me, though, that feels like I could pepper
moron
some contact, but
moron.
Who did she strike out? Albert Pujols, right?
She struck out Barry Bonds.
Barry Bonds, that's right. Barry Bonds.
But Steve Camino can hit him.
But I always, again, in my
machismo,
in my ego says,
no.
Well, I could at least, again, choke up, pepper a little contact. I mean, that's just my confidence speaking here.
No,
it's probably not true.
No, wait, did you say probably?
Probably not. Yeah.
How about, can we guarantee?
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't guarantee that.
A home run leader.
You are a Little League home run leader.
You're forgetting about my 27 Little League home runs?
But if you're
out of the park?
If you're stupid enough to think that you could hit off of Jenny Finch in her prime pitching softball.
I'm not saying I'm teeing off, dude, and stroking like Clarence Carter. I'm not saying I'm hitting bombs and frozen ropes into the gap.
You're not doing anything.
I said a little
contact. You're going to hit a bomb.
To lay one down.
Yeah, lay one down. A little check swing, blink.
So you think a little check swing's good?
But she did make Bonds and other superstars
like swing
look foolish.
Miss.
So I agree with you, though. It's a line. It's along that same line of thinking
because
of guys
listen,
that think they can.
It's guys that are fools, and I'm not being all like feminist Rich Davis. I just think it's funny how the dopey slob sitting on his couch dipping chips into the cheese on his belly is like, look at her. I promise you, I saw someone put on Twitter last night, listen, man, she did what like 70% of you guys couldn't do. And I'm like, 70%? How about 99.9%? Danny G, if you took 100 guys that even played basketball at the Y or at a pickup
league, especially with the pressure involved.
Or anything, if you took 100 men that played basketball competitively at their local gym or in a league, she would beat 99.9% of them. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, 2 out of the 100.
Maybe. You got to factor pressure into that. Like, you know, there's a lot of funny people out there, right? Can they just hop on the mic and be entertaining?
Can I tell you? That's my favorite thing.
So you think if you could shoot at the Y, shoot at the playground, and I get it, you're a good shooter. Can you really do it under the bright lights in that moment against the Steph Curry?
I don't know about that. There is no way. The same way you would be buckling under the pressure if you were asked to throw out a first pitch. Or I told you this. I was the first to admit, in college, they called my seat. It was like one of those, like, what? If you're sitting in section 128, row 5, seat 3. I'm like, wait a minute. That's me!
Oh.
I got to go on the court at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse.
What were you up for? $10,000?
No, it was
a new car.
It was $100. It was $100 for each 3-pointer I hit from the top of the key. I'm man enough to admit that I'm a good athlete. I'm a decent basketball player. I can hold my own like with anyone. I'm a good ball player. The first two. Air ball before I got in my zone. Because you know what I'd never done before? Have you ever shot a basketball with a glass backboard and 30,000 people in an arena?
Yeah, it's definitely a different adjustment.
Danny, have you done that? Joel, have you done that spot? Have you guys shot a basketball with a glass backboard with 30,000 people there?
You know what it was? You were probably feeling a little off because you were wearing your Brooks sneakers and not your Never Surrenders.
My Trumps?
Yeah, you got to shoot in those bad boys.
My point is, if Dame Lillard... If Steph Curry, if all the guys that were in this tournament got 26 and she got 26 and cleared the first rack, Steph said when she cleared the first rack, he was nervous.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
So all I'm saying is when you see elite female athletes, instead of saying the obvious no-brainer, no one cares about the WNBA. Yeah, we get it. I agree. They need more fans. No, the interest level's not there. But instead of making the argument that, who cares? How about just saying, yo, what an elite athlete. Congrats to Sabrina
Ionescu, right? I think that's the win.
Ionescu,
the
right?
win here is showing, hey, we got skills. So it shuts up the naysayers. And you got to give props. I mean, if you watched UFC this weekend, you saw the women fighting are some of the most entertaining, skillful fighters out there.
I'm not saying I'm the guy
in the
that's,
world of boxing, there's some entertaining fights. So women are definitely dominating. That's not a surprise. But there, believe it or not, there are still a bunch of boneheads that don't give the credit where it's due.
And I'll say this. There is you can't be, no one's acting delusional too. No one's eye-rollingly saying women's sports are right where men's are right now. That's just simply not true. But instead of taking this as an opportunity to say, yeah, whatever, who cares about her in the WNBA? How about just giving this woman her props and saying, Sabrina Ionescu, you went out there NBA All-Star Weekend. You competed and matched the numbers of guys like Dame Lillard and came within 3 points of beating Steph Curry
That's amazing.
A three-point challenge, which is something 99.9999% of us could never do.
And if you're one of Rich's kids, friends, parents, we got to make it clear because, like you said before,
they don't know anything.
They're clueless. It was the first ever NBA versus WNBA three-point contest, and Curry won 29-26. She tied Dame. She tied other
superstars.
Do you
think she could beat Dame Lillard head-to-head, though?
I mean, listen,
one-on-one?
They had the same.
Three-point shootout head-to-head. It's different when you're going at the person.
As far as skill, I think it's, a skill competition like this is a great equalizer where you could see their individual skill level. So can she beat Dame Lillard? Absolutely.
I think she could beat Curry if she had
more of an opportunity. Yeah.
Listen, I mean, no one's guarding anyone. It's simply a skill.
Would you say she could beat Ray Allen?
Without a doubt. If on any given day. I mean,
I think
what it's like? If it's a skill thing and it's not head-to-head. No one's saying, like, play one-on-one against anyone.
Oh, not one-on-one, three-point
shooting. Yeah, no. I mean, on a given day, she could absolutely, with that sharpshooting ability. If you follow billiards at all, which I'm sure no one really does, but...
Oh, the Black Widow?
There's a woman billiards player, the Black Widow, this Asian woman, that would whoop any dude. She was, like, the elite pool player.
A game of skill.
Yeah, so it just, sometimes you got to take your machismo old-school ways aside and say, hey, listen, instead of just being a jerk, how about you just give someone props? So I'm here to say, Sabrina Ionescu, congratulations to you.
And the Caitlin Clarks of the world, of course.
Oh, by the way, Colin Cowherd made a great point, I believe, on Friday.
Did he say, stars attract stars?
It's simple. No. Colin said something to the effect of, because of the transfer portal, because of... They're not being a real marquee player in college men's basketball right now. You know, a lot of foreign players are now the elite guys in the draft. And the G League and the NBA and college hoops have taken on a new twist a little bit, right? He made the argument that it's hard to disagree with. Danny, would you agree the biggest name in college basketball right now is actually Caitlin Clark?
At least the past couple of weeks, yeah.
Ratings-wise, name recognition?
Yeah, especially like Danny said, in the past few weeks.
I heard the argument made that the March Madness tournament this year is going to be the most wide open. Everyone's bracket's going to look different because there's no such thing as like the elite of the elite in college hoops right now, so we shall see. But hey, NBA All-Star Weekend, I thought that was one of the highlights. We saw Mac McClung, who clearly is just a specialist now. He's going to come out of the woodwork once a year.
What is he? He only has, what, four actual NBA games under his belt, and he has two slam dunk titles.
So he's slam dunk master. The skills competition, that's fun to watch. You saw, what, Micah Parsons, Puka Nacua throwing one down?
That was cool, man. Yeah.
So, every time Puka Nacua went up, do you think every Rams fan's like, don't land on your ankle? Like, that to me was like a liability.
The fact that he could jam, I get it. He's an elite athlete and everything. But we met him at Super Bowl. We interviewed him at Super Bowl. And he's not like the biggest dude in the world.
I was going to say that. That was my first thought.
It just makes you feel so inferior. Because how many times did you just barely hit net when you jumped up?
I remember.
And this dude's just jamming it.
In my prime of primes, if I could touch my finger to the rim, it would be like, oh my God, that's my greatest jump ever. And I'm 6 foot.
Maybe once I nipped the rim.
No, I don't think so. I don't even think I did.
Impossible.
Yeah, I was.
You're
5'7".
You know what though? In those new Trumps,
you slap glass, Kavita.
In those new Trump sneakers, I could for sure.
Oh, in the Trumps, yeah. I'd be doing reverse jams.
I could jump real high in those, man. I'm fast in those, by the way.
I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump's like, I've slammed in these.
And he
sticks by it.
So funny.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging. CNR, Kavino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick.
And we got our giveaways next. Stick around. It's Fox Sports Radio.
Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joel is here. Good to see Joel. Always great to see Joel. And, of course, Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox, super producing. Spot putting up videos at Covino and Rich if you want to play along at home. If you're keeping score at home.
Again, who does
like
that?
Rich said. I'm sorry?
Who keeps score at home anymore?
Old people. Old people and Michael K, because he says it all the time. For those of you keeping score at home. And we're live from Mercedes-Benz Studios. This hour brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan and try the tire decision guide. See the full line of Goodyear tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Goodyear?
Lots to get to.
No, it was the worst.
Ah, that's a Leslie Nielsen quote.
Yes,
Naked
yes.
Gun style.
You know, I got to ask you if I'm doing something that's a little too extra or if you think this is the right move. And then we're going to get to an anniversary of a classic movie. We'll get to that in a little bit. Talk some NFL. But we're talking about kids sports. You said you went to Dick's Sporting Goods the other day. When was the last time you went to a sporting goods store?
I went yesterday.
If you don't have little kids, it might be a minute because you find yourself the same way you find Goldfish and Ritz crackers and all the stuff in your house that you didn't have for 20 years.
Well, it's not even that, too. I mean, our lifestyle changed, meaning, yeah, I'll just get it on Amazon. Why do I got to go anywhere?
Yeah, honestly, I bought a new pair of turf shoes for softball, ordered them online.
Right.
Didn't go to the sporting goods store.
So,
right.
I mean, we just happened to be walking by because, again, family's in town, and my sister wanted to go in there. So I was like, yeah, let's go. That, like, childlike excitement. Remember when you were a kid and you'd beg your parents and they wouldn't take you? So I'm like, yeah, let's go in. Let's check it out.
Next weekend, my daughter has the parade.
Okay.
Where all the kids, you know, carry the little banner around of whoever sponsors them.
It's a proud moment.
And with the girls' little softball league,
yeah,
they all dress up. That's something new.
What do you mean they dress up?
Themed based on their team name.
Ah, really? Okay. They're not wearing their uniform?
No, they are, but like.
Oh, but enhanced?
We're the Sparkle Pixies.
Oh.
Pink Sparkle Pixie. So here's my question for you.
Did you name that team?
I did.
Thought so.
So, bunch of six-year-old little girls. They're excited. You know, you try to get kids involved. You say, whether it's little boys, little girls, if you're coaching, the whole goal is to try to get them enthusiastic about sports, right? So you lean into the fun.
It's a great confidence builder for sure.
And I went to this Little League meeting, and I think we've all been there where you're like, man, these parents are not only A, some of them are a pain in the ass, but some of them just go overboard. And they're like, yeah, we're going to do this, and we're going to ask for an extra money for each kid to do this and that and the snack shack and this. And you're like, what is going on? Can't they just play?
They're just way too involved. Too much time on their hands.
They got so much time. Like, I'm like, how do you have so much?
Too much time on their hands. Too much.
So much time on their hands. And a couple of the moms that are coaching and helping out with these young girls, I was like one of the only dad coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a couple moms say things like, yeah, well, we go a little extra in this league. Or we go, like, you can't go too extra.
I mean, keep in mind, it's also L.A., but maybe that's how it is everywhere. I don't know.
Like, I'm picturing all these little girls coming in with, like, sparkle bats. And, like, you know, they're going a bit overboard. So I had an idea. I go, hey.
You don't want to have a sparkle, like pine tar incident, you know? You don't want to have a George Brett thing going.
Oh, home run
too
was
much
called
sparkle.
Oh.
You
little,
don't want to
little,
have that happen.
Little Briella?
Yeah.
Her home run didn't count. Too much sparkle up the handle of the bat.
Yeah, too much. You don't want to have a George Brett
I'm
incident.
I'm just curious. Man. Does Rich in full uniform as the coach on the side?
Well, no, he's like, the manager.
I'm the manager, so yes.
As Tony La Russa of the team.
Shoes?
Yeah, he wears full uniform.
Eye mark.
Eye pink, not eye black. I'm the.
He might be a player manager for all we know.
So
got his name on the back of his jersey?
I do, because this is an extra league. All the girls have their nicknames on the back of the jersey.
I love how Rich calls himself the manager and not a coach.
He just got like, some new turf shoes.
Since the beginning of time, anyone that coached your Little League team was the coach. Coach Buttermaker, Coach Montini for me, Coach whatever. Rich is the manager.
How do you not see the difference?
Because I don't know
I
what
I want to be a
I
coach.
Feel like you're embellishing.
You know what a coach does? A coach shows up and helps the kids. You know what a manager does? I have to carry the equipment.
He hits wrestlers with a steel chair.
Yes, I'm Mr. Fucci.
He has a megaphone?
Yeah. I'm Paul Heyman. Look at me. I'm just saying, I'm the manager. Do the Yankees have a coach or a manager?
It's six-year-old softball, dude. You're the only guy I've ever heard say I'm the manager of a little kid team.
Well, when was the last time you, my friends, participated in the coaching world of little kids?
I don't know. You don't think I have nephews and nieces that play sports?
I can promise you, the person running things, they're calling them the manager.
I'm pretty sure they call him the coach. You're the only guy I've ever heard say this. For a six-year-old softball.
What do the players call you, Rich?
Coach Rich.
The manager.
But every team has a manager. Dude, Joel, do you think I want to be the manager? You think I want to field emails from every parent? You think I want to be the one ordering little sparkle shirts for all the kids? You think I want to do that? No!
Manager.
Anyway, but here's where I do want to go extra, and I want to know if you guys think this is a bit much.
Okay,
for all the
so this is the question.
Okay, yeah, coach.
For all the parents, for all the parents that coach their kids, knowing that all these other California eye-rolly moms are going to go above and beyond with all the stuff for the kids, I was like, well, you know what? For my team, I said, hey, is there any rules against walk-up music? And they're like, no, but I don't think anyone's done it for the little girls. So I go, well, hold on now. I think I got the Fox Sports Radio voice to do player intros for the girls. And I asked all the girls, hey, tell Coach Rich your favorite Disney song. So I'm going to have these girls come up to bat with the Fox Sports voice introducing them while their favorite Disney song plays. Is that extra or is that awesome?
It's extra and awesome. I will say this. As a guy who built his career in radio, it's an honor to get the voice guy and the production guy to create an ID for you. I'll never forget working at K-Rock New York, and I was just a van driver who was doing weekend shifts at a big station. And the first time a production guy made me El Covino on 92.3 K-Rock, it put a tingle in my radio dingle. So for these little nose-picking kids to get that honor just to walk up to their little kid's softball game, that's a big deal to me.
The little kids won't know how cool it is, but the parents,
but
they
should.
The parents will take note.
3-1 out of Juliet Elementary School.
Yeah, exactly.
Now batting number
she
six.
Picks her nose. Her name is Cindy. Let's give it up for Cindy Lou Who on the Pink Sparkles.
Obviously, you don't know little girls' names now. They're all like old lady names again.
Oh,
Charlotte.
Let's say hello to Edith.
So
Daisy.
Daisy's batting second.
Ethel.
Rhonda.
And all of a sudden I hit
Phyllis.
And all of a sudden,
batting cleanup.
And you know what? There's an app. Hold on, I'll tell you the name of the
Jerry.
App.
Is there a Gertrude on your team?
Eartha.
Yeah. Hold on. I gotta tell you the name of this app because it's called I think it's the Batter Up. There's an app.
There's an app for everything.
There's an app for everything, yeah. But the actual app that people use, there's one that apparently is the universally loved one where I think it's Batter Up, where you could load the voice and 10 seconds of a song.
Right.
And it's just like a touchpad.
I bought a song. Kids having walk-up music
next Batter
is
Up
sort of commonplace. I see that at Little League games today. But the actual radio professional production and voice is next level. To answer your question, I think it's extra and awesome. But are you showing up other parents? Is this going to ruffle some feathers and ruffle some ridges is the question.
Yeah, that's the thing. Are the other coaches on the other teams going to be like, all right, guy, what's with your Frozen and Moana walk-ups and the girls? Like, am I... Is this a little nice little jab to the other coaches?
You throw a little coin, a little extra to the production people? You think they got just time to be voicing off these names?
He's the production guy.
I mean, I know it's like for a good cause and for little kids and it's a nice thing to do, but is this like a pro bono sort of situation?
Yes.
Yeah. You're going to throw him like a gift card?
Why are you spending my money?
I don't know. I give him like a gift card at Dick's Sporting
Goods. All in your pockets,
why are you spending money? You know what? If he doesn't want to do it, I'll have Danny do it.
Hey.
Hey. No birdie.
This would be a good side hustle for our boy Vito, who does the production for our network.
No birdie.
Which,
yeah.
If they're jealous, just give them one of Vito's business cards.
Let me tell you. So, hey, just an idea.
The production guy needs extra work.
Why are you even putting that out there?
Because it's true, but I get it. It's a nice thing. It's for a good cause. Little kids are awesome. But to answer your question, very extra, but very awesome. I think you're using your resources.
Something's wrong with the MP3 machine.
Let me tell you, I bought a portable speaker yesterday on Amazon. I'm all set. I'm like, I'm going to bring a big speaker to the game. These kids, my team is going to, you know what? All the other extra parents could be jealous of the
What's
pink
our
sparkles.
Record, though?
It's all weird. Then start at 0-0. This is a new season.
New season for the Pink Sparkle Bandits.
I hope you win.
Rich is out there with an instant replay 360 on his lap playing sound effects during the game.
Just a bit outside. So, hey, if you're living that mom or dad coaching life, shout outs to you. Now, today, I said this earlier, I think it's time to pay tribute to a movie, a classic that's 25 years old today. This movie came out February 19th, 1999. And that movie, my friends, Office Space.
I'd say cult classic, but still, I think quotable, definitely hit the mainstream. We've all seen it at this point, I would imagine.
I mean, at this point, it's 25 years old.
And there was a side debate, too. Is this the Geto Boys' biggest song? I'm saying no, Mind Playing Tricks on Me, because of the video. And I had that on Maxi Single,
I'm
too,
saying for
the
for the casual music fan, they know this song from the movie. It's a big soundtrack song for this movie.
No doubt, no diggity.
Now, when you think of Office Space, everyone immediately thinks of Lumberg, right? As like the worst boss. That's the boss no one wants.
Oh, I mean, everyone pictures, you know, Lundberg getting it down. You don't want your wife to end up with Lundberg.
I looked it up. It's Lumberg.
Lumberg.
Because I was like, is it Lundberg or Lumberg? Lumberg.
So, who was also Mike Brady. Didn't he also play Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch? Mike.
Lumberg played Mike Brady?
Yeah. In the Brady Bunch movie.
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah.
Talk about an IMDb. I mean, Lumberg and Mike Brady?
Let me look up that dude's name.
Well, look up his name. Give him some props. But it got
me
thinking.
To me, he looks like Tom Bergeron.
It got me thinking. He does look like a Tom
Bergeron.
He
has a Bergeron vibe to him.
So I ask you this. If you want to share a story about a bad boss, or better yet, this is Fox Sports Radio.
About a bad manager like you.
What coach or manager do you feel like did the most damage to the team you're a fan of? Like, is there a team that you root for where one manager sticks out? Like, that guy set us back years. He was the worst. Football, baseball, basketball. What coach or manager do you feel like, wow, they did not only did they do nothing for my team, the fact that they hired this guy set the team in the wrong direction.
You know, sometimes I think it's the team that sucked and not necessarily the manager, but because he managed the team, you associate him with sucking. Like, I don't know, as a kid growing up, if Stump Merrill was the worst manager ever.
He had the best name.
But his name sucked and the team sucked behind him. So I'm like, well, he must have sucked. So it could be a misconception, like Dave Concepcion. It could be a misconception. By the way, Bill Lumberg was played by Gary Cole, who was Mike Brady in the Brady Bunch movie.
Wow.
It was Ron Livingston as Peter Gibbons. And, of course, Mike Judge was behind the movie. Stephen Root played Milton.
My stapler.
25 years? Stephen Root was also in Dodgeball. And I'll give you a fun fact. You want a fun fact, Rich?
Please.
I believe Billy West was one of the co-writers of this movie. He was involved, right? And he wrote the Milton character based on a dude that I worked with in radio. I worked with the guy that Milton was based on, and he was a weirdo, just like that.
I was told I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume.
My stapler.
So, yeah, again, 25 years ago today.
Honestly, that guy is synonymous with staplers for some reason. Honestly, anytime someone asks for a stapler, there's a reference to Milton from Office Space. 25 years old today. Again, if you're just joining us, February 19th, 1999.
Bring the plate down.
25 years ago.
I forgot Jennifer Aniston was in that movie.
Of course she was. She was who Lumberg was.
I know, but like at the time, I didn't realize it.
Tchotchkes was the name of the
place? I'm looking back now. I haven't seen it in a minute. But yeah, Bill Lumberg is the one of the main characters. He's the boss, and nobody likes him. No one's working. They do an approximate 15 minutes of work per day?
Yeah.
Or something like that. So
Michael Bolton.
Yes, Michael Bolton, that no talent ass clown. Lots of quotes. Based on that, who comes to mind for you?
There's a few people that come to mind for me. Now, you're always going to go to your team. You're always going to reference the team you root for. Like, I remember that guy. He stunk. In fact, our team was headed in the right direction until that guy. And listen, my 49ers, fresh off a Super Bowl loss, I got no problems with Kyle Shanahan, but if you want to rewind, I don't know, 7 years, I think, 8 years. Do you remember the Chip Kelly in San Francisco experiment?
Yeah.
1 year with the Niners, 2-14. It was like, yeah, this is the, later. Bye. Out. You could say, what about Urban Meyer in Jacksonville? Didn't even last a year.
Who comes to mind for you? 877-99 on Fox. What about Coach Klein in Waterboy when he lost his confidence? When his playbook was stolen, a la Henry Winkler, the Fonz,
that's a good one.
As the coach in Waterboy. Just wasn't the same without his playbook. No, look, like I said, there's a lot of times, too, when you want to think about leaders, coaches, managers, just guys you worked with, too. There's also that fine line of, were they the worst because they pushed you hard and pushed you to be better as a result?
Well,
because I've worked for people that I hated at the time. Kind of like the movie Devil Wears Prada or Whiplash. Like, J.K. Simmons was the worst teacher, but did he push you for greatness? And that's why you hated him, because it was tough at the time. I look back and I worked for tyrants, Rich, but you know, they taught me work ethic that I used to my advantage in the future.
You just made two movie references, Devil Wears Prada and Whiplash.
Yeah.
The real life version of the grumpy guy that gets a lot out of you. The new documentary, people are talking a lot about the Patriots, the dynasty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already seeing, Danny G, the footage coming out of that where they're making it seem like Bill Belichick was like, not only was he not fun to play for, but like, he was like miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and maybe that's why he's not finding a landing spot right now. I mean, he's got the resume and the credentials, but what young dude wants to play for that type of guy right now? I don't know.
The comments from Gronk make it seem like they felt like they were in prison.
Well, you saw the personalities of Tom Brady and Gronk. Like, when they played for the Bucks for that year, they were like different people.
But again, what did he bring out in these guys? Greatness.
He was very J.K. Simmons-like.
You know, and that's part of it.
And this might be a little off the topic, but I thought that about Bill Belichick until I seen his honey. You can't pull a fine honey like he got and be the dude everybody's saying he is.
Nah, you can separate that. That's work and personal. Maybe off the field, he's like...
Maybe the honey liked the money.
Ah.
You never know.
So, it's the shoes.
Or maybe
it's
he holds shoe. It down. Maybe it's his Trumps. His Trump sneakers.
What coach or manager set your team back in a way that you hated so much? So, since it is the anniversary of Office Space, who is your Lumberg? Who is the guy that you're like, I hate this coach, I hate this manager? I brought up the one-year experiment of Chip Kelly for the 49ers. I mean, there are times where your team gets rid of a guy you like and they bring in someone else and you're like, that's who they're going with? All right.
Usually, you know, an interim guy sometimes, you know, is that guy. And I believe Jock Vaughn, coach of the Nets, was just fired.
Yeah,
speaking
he was.
Up to tie it in. Was just let go today. So the Lumberg that comes to mind for you in honor of this cult classic.
I don't think anyone's devastated about Jock. I think it was time to move on.
Yeah, anyway.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more.
Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.